Tonight, just before the service began, I was talking to our young folks here, especially our graduates from high school, and they basically were saying to me this: you can't control the length of the baccalaureate sermon tonight, but you can control the length of this sermon. And one fella whose initials are Monty Rogers said yesterday the keynote speaker at the graduation of my brother spoke 8 minutes. And then he sort of smiled, and I think I know what that smile meant. I appreciate our young people, those that are graduating. I appreciated the fine job Brother Averett did this morning in presenting the Bibles to them and speaking for the congregation to them. But I want to just say to you young men and young women that are graduating tonight and are having your service tonight, graduating tomorrow night, I love you. I appreciate you. I've appreciated you being on those front seats there. And we want you to still be here even after you graduate. When you enter Fried Hardeman or wherever you go, if you're here in town, we want you still a part of the work. I really believe that these graduating seniors can be a vital part in our work with the university. As they go into the university, several of them here at Fried Hardeman, and continue to come and help us and help with the work that we're doing, I think you're a vital part, and I want you to know we appreciate you. For two reasons tonight, I've chosen to speak on the subject of Christ's salesperson. One is the fact that our young folks are graduating and they're thinking about the beginning of a career. Some of them may be thinking about a career that will involve sales. The second reason is the fact that we are where we are in our reorganization and revitalization and revival, really, in the work here to get us more involved and trying to reach out. And though a lot of our work that we talk about has to do with buildings and programs, really, it all comes down to being able to sell the greatest product in the world: the gospel of Jesus Christ. And there is a sense in which each one of us needs to be a salesperson for Jesus. He that winneth souls is wise, Proverbs 11:30. And Gary, I appreciate the songs that you've chosen tonight that talk about winning souls. And I appreciate the fact that I can look out over the audience and would have to not go over two or three seats in any section of the audience tonight without seeing somebody that's been in other countries and literally around the world, if we summed us all up, and preaching the gospel and trying to tell people about Jesus Christ. I think Christ was saying, in a sense, I want you to be on my sales force when he gave the Great Commission: go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He was saying there is a product that needs to be taken to people who need it, and someone needs to take it, and someone needs to sell them on that product. We have a lot of fine salesmen today selling many good products. And there are many salesmen who have come to my door, maybe not many, but a few at least, who came to my door, and I said when they came, I will not buy what you're selling, but before they left, I had bought what they were selling. Have you ever had that experience? I was talking yesterday to a man in Sharp, Kentucky, where I was there preaching in a meeting. Remember the name of Lake Riley, and he was talking about a fellow coming to his house one day to sell a vacuum cleaner. He said when he came in, he had already shown how to use it to his wife and given her all the details, but he said, let me show you. And he said, I said as I came in the door, son, you're not going to sell me a vacuum cleaner. But he said, you know, when he showed me all the dirt that was on that rug, and especially when he showed me all the particles that's in that air that I was breathing, and when he especially said, it's not a question that you can afford it, it's a question that you cannot afford, or that you cannot afford to leave it alone. You just got to have it, you see, for your needs. And he said, I bought that vacuum cleaner. And most of us that are laughing at him have done the same thing. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could sell the gospel like that? I sat down reading some articles and analyzing, putting some things together. It seems to me that there are five things that we really need to have to be a super salesman for the Lord. And young folks, as you go out and you begin your career in other ways, I hope you'll begin a career, some of you already have in some ways, of selling Christ to the world. There are five things that are basically needed. Number one, we need to know the needs of the clientele. And by that, I simply mean we need to know what the needs are of the people where we're going. And anywhere we go, we need to realize that people are lost without Jesus Christ. I believe that's the first thing that is needed to be a super salesman for Jesus and to sell the greatest product, the gospel, talking about Christ and Christianity to anybody, anywhere in the world. If people are not lost, we do not need to go to them with anything to save them. And one of the reasons, let me just say in passing, that we're not converting more of our neighbors is we're not convinced that people are lost in denominationalism. And if we do not know the needs of the clientele, if we do not know what it means to be lost and the need of being saved, we're really not going to do very much in selling. Ephesians 2:12 says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in this present world. Those folks described there were lost. They were in need of salvation to the extent that they needed to ask, just like the Philippian jailer did, what must I do to be saved? He had not heard much, but he had come to conclude that he was lost. And if we're going to be super salesmen for Jesus and represent him and sell that great product of Christ and the gospel, we need to memorize and say to ourselves again and again and again what's said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now, most of the time when you and I go out to sell a product, we're in competition with somebody else who may have one just as good. But not in this case. We're in competition with the devil. We're in competition in many ways, but we're not in competition with someone who has the same thing to offer. And we need to be convinced that as we go out to sell Christ to the world, that we're going out to a people, if they're without Christ, who are lost. Because Christ is the only way. Number two, we need to believe the product we're selling will answer the need. I don't think I would want to go into an area to try to sell something to people if I did not believe, really believe, that the product I was selling would answer their needs. And when it comes to Christ and the gospel, we can believe that without any reservation. Because, you see, Christ came to seek and save the lost, Luke 19:10, to seek sinners and to save sinners, Paul said, of which I am chief, 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Christ is the answer in that all can come to him, John 3:16, and all can receive the forgiveness of their sins in his blood. You see, we're selling a product that can answer the need of every person we contact. Now, I suppose, generally speaking, if we went out to sell some physical product, we'd run upon a few people, and we'd even convince ourselves they don't really need the product I've got, and we might draw the sales pitch to a close sooner. But not in this case, you see. Every person in the world needs this product, and the product we have can meet the needs of every person in the world. You see, we have a product where we can show people who God is, who Christ is, what he offers, what the Bible is, and we must be convinced that our product will answer the needs. Number three. Not only must we know the needs of the people, the clientele, and be convinced that we have the product that will meet those needs, but we must know the product. I do not believe you could go into a home and sell people a product if you could not answer the basic questions about that product. Somebody says, will it do this? And you say, well, I don't know whether it will or not. Well, can I use it for? I'm not for sure. Possibly you can. It might be. That super salesman knows just exactly the answer to every question. Will it do this? Certainly. Here's the way you do it. Will it do something else? It's made just for that. I sit sometimes and get to listening to the salesman and forget the product. Because he has been prepared, he's been drilled, and I know in some cases it's a canned speech, but he knows what he's supposed to say. And he believes that that product is going to do the job. You and I need to believe in the product, and we need to know the product. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, John 8:32. I think sometimes one of the problems that we have in mission work and personal work, even in our own local communities, is we don't go out with the answers. We just go out with enthusiasm, and sometimes we don't know the answers. Now, don't misunderstand me. We can't wait till we know every answer. But we can study and show ourselves approved, and we can know how to answer every man the reason of the hope that is within us, 2 Timothy 2:15, 1 Peter 3:15. You know the product. Know what it will do. Be able to explain to people exactly what it will do, and that brings on the fourth point. To be a good salesman, you've got to be able to show the advantages of that product. I believe if I had a medicine to peddle and to sell, and I could come into your house and I could tell you, I've got something that will cure all ills. I've got something that will take care of any disease that you've ever had, might have, or might even develop, that you would listen. And if I could show you how that it would make you a better person and make your life better, can show you it will do something for you. You see, people want to know what's in it for them. And that's the initial response of people. It takes a while, even when we become Christians, to realize that we're to be unselfish and to put others first. We basically are interested in what's in it for us. And you and I can take the gospel of Jesus Christ and we can show people there's something in it for them. In fact, I can take the Bible and show them that Christ can take care of the sins of their past life, in whom there is forgiveness of sins, Ephesians 1:7. He can make their present life fuller, that abundant life of John 10 and verse 10. And he can promise them eternal life when this present life is over. Now you think about that, the advantages of the product that we're selling. It can clear up any problem in past life. It can make the present life better and promise an eternal life with God in the future. We can show people that it will take care of their sins. It will help them to have better lives. It will make them better parents. It will make them better citizens. It will make them better people. You see, we can show the advantages of the product that we're going to sell. Know the needs of the people. Believe that you have a product that will meet those needs. Know the product and be able to show the people the advantage of that product. And I think it takes one more thing to be a successful salesman. And it'll apply in this case of selling the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. And that is, each one of us has got to use and be enthusiastic about the product. There are many reasons why I don't drink beer, but one of the reasons is that they won't even let their drivers drink what they're hauling while they're on the job. Have you ever thought about that? They are selling a product that they won't even let their drivers use while they're delivering it. Now, I'd hate to be selling a product like that, wouldn't you? I'd hate to try to convince somebody that they need Jesus Christ if I'm not using him and I'm not living for him. And I don't think I have ever been convinced by a salesman of any product to where I would buy it if he just sort of haphazardly said, if you get a chance sometime, I'd like to tell you about something. It's not important. No rush about it. Just sometime, if you don't have anything else to do, I'd like to show you this product. That's not the way the salesman works. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10 says, whatsoever thou doest, do it with all thy might. Colossians 3:23 says, do it heartily. And Matthew 22:37-40 says, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. One of the greatest things you and I can do to be a salesperson for Jesus Christ is to use the product and be enthusiastic about what it will do. Now, I don't think there's ever been a salesman that was successful all the time. There's never been a preacher that was successful all the time. Even Christ was not successful in convincing people all the time. He told them what he could do. He told them what he had to offer. Some of them accepted it and some of them didn't. The great apostle Paul, for example, on one occasion at Mars Hill, preached about the resurrection. Some believed and some mocked and some said, we'll hear thee again. He had a diversity of decisions made and response to the product he was selling. But the successful salesman is the one who keeps on keeping on keeping on. I've been told by some that many of the best sales were made after the fifth call. And the salesman who's really convinced that he has something to offer will go back. And maybe even sometimes use a little pressure, but at least use the crack that's in the door to get in and to tell people about that product. Why don't we do that with Jesus Christ and what he has to offer the world? Each one of us needs to be a salesperson for Christ. We need to understand the needs of the people, believe that Christ is the answer, know Christ to where we can tell others about Him, explain the advantages of being in Christ, and then use Him in our lives and be enthusiastic about what we've got to offer people. And I believe we can be successful salesmen for Jesus. Christ's salesperson. Just a little simple lesson, but I believe it will work. And folks, I believe you and I need to get up and get busy working it and get out and start selling the product that we believe brings salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message that's in that gospel, the power that's in His blood. We have a message, we have a product that can save the world. Certainly we don't want to put it on the shelf and hide it. We want to get out there and sell it and convince people that they need Jesus Christ. If you're not a Christian, I'd like to convince you right now that you need Christ. If you're not in Him, you have a need. Christ is the answer to that need. I know that from the study of God's Word. And I believe I know it from having lived for Him and Him and me for several years. I believe there are all the advantages there with this product. If you're not a Christian, you need Christ now. As together we stand and sing.